You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Happy belated Thanksgiving and happy holidays. I'm so happy we can say that now. Anybody else? Today we have a very special guest, but before we get into all of that, this podcast is kindly sponsored by DistroKid. This message is for anyone who makes music or is thinking about making music. DistroKid is the best music distribution service out there, and I promise you that. They'll get your songs and albums on the biggest streaming services like Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, you name it, and they will do it faster than their competitors. Also, they'll make sure your music is reaching your ideal listeners by getting your lyrics synced to Instagram, verifying your artist pages, and so much more. DistroKid has your back. And the best part is they do not take a cut of your streaming profits. That's right. Just pay your annual membership fee and you're good. Plus, I have a special discount code for you, which is in the description of this episode and all over social media on my Linktree. For 7% off your first year's membership, use distrokid.com/VIP/alwaysalessandra. I promise you, you will not regret working with DistroKid. So what are you waiting for? If you make music, go on their website, use my code, and get signed up now. Now, today, we're chatting with the one and only Mike Summers. You know that casual smash hit, Face Off, by Tech N9ne featuring Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Yeah, I'm sure you do. Well, Mike produced that, and he's worked with some of the biggest artists in the game right now. We're chatting about that hit single, who he'd like to work with next, and how producers, engineers, and songwriters need to be credited more. This is an exclusive segment of Friday Features.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
We're back with Mike Summers. Mike, how is it going?
Good, good. It's going great.
You know, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. This will come out a couple day after Thanksgiving, but how excited are you to finally relax? I know you've had such a big year. You've done so much, had so much success. I feel like we all deserve a break, you especially. Are you excited for Thanksgiving and kind of like the wind down of the holidays?
Oh, man. Yeah, definitely like much needed for me. Yeah, this is going to be like the best day ever after this year. So, yes.
And you have had so much going on. We have to talk about Face Off.
Yeah.
By Tech N9ne featuring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Obviously, everybody knows this track. How did it come about, though? I mean, there has to be an exact story behind it. I feel like everyone has heard the song, literally everybody of every single age, like on social media, on the radio, wherever. And then they're like, their first subconscious response is, okay, how did this happen? Because it's just so unique, but also so perfect. So what is the story behind this song?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, this track is actually one thing that a lot of people don't know is that me and Tech did the track several years ago, not with The Rock, but we just worked on it for the album, his album Interfere, which we did most of those sessions back in 2019. And so this is a track that we did for that album, but it just happened to be one of the tracks, well, actually the only track that we never released. And one thing that a lot of people probably don't know about me and Tech is whenever we do an album, you know, we'll do like a lot of tracks, you know, 25, 30 tracks. And there's always that handful of songs that we never use. And Tech has never been an artist that goes back to old songs and, you know, kind of revisits them. It's like pretty much when we don't use it, it's just, it's done. We always just work on new material. And so when we did Interfere, we dropped EPs after the album where we used the leftover songs, just, you know, as EP releases to get everything out there. But that particular track was the one and only track that we didn't do anything with. And when we were in the studio working on it, I mean, we threw around a bunch of names of artists that we wanted to collaborate with on that track, but just nothing really panned out. It was something that we just couldn't figure out. So it just, we just didn't do anything with it. And so I actually never thought that we would even use the track. And that particular one from Interfere was the one that had all of the quintessential Tech N9ne elements. Like, it was like our sound. And so I always thought to myself, like, man, this is crazy that we didn't use that track, because it's like a super Tech N9ne type track. So actually, like, a couple years went by after we made it. Honestly, like, I forgot about it. It was just like, I figured it was something we would never use ever. And honestly, like, it was a surprise to me because it was kept so under wraps. Like, it was the one and only feature that was kept so under wraps that we just didn't, nobody knew anything about it. But to me, it was also a surprise kind of waking up and finding out that The Rock was the feature that we got on the track. Tech had a relationship with The Rock. He was, I've known that The Rock's always been a big fan of Strange. He's always like loved what we've done, but I guess I could have never even imagined that we would be able to get him like on a verse for a song. So it was super crazy to me, a surprise, and actually kind of surreal, to be honest.
Yeah, that's wild. Just to have that song sitting in the vault, like, yeah, maybe we'll pull it out, but also, like, we could just leave it there. That's insane. And then flash forward to it being the top song on TikTok that single person is just, like, streaming, but also using. They're making all these videos to it, and they're like, oh my god, what would we do without Face Off? I would have no song for my TikTok. Like,
oh my god. Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. I mean, right when I found out that The Rock was who jumped on the track with Tech, I knew, like, man, this is gonna be like massive. Like, it was just immediate. Like, I'm like, we're out of here with this one. But what I didn't know, like, what I could have never imagined, was like what happened with it, like, trending number one on TikTok. And so for me, like, that, that was something brand new. Like, I've never had a track that I produced that, like, trended that way on TikTok before. So that was the first and super unexpected. So just seeing everybody do, like, the Face Off challenge and then it being, like, a number one trending song. I mean, I've had more people actually hit me up to tell me they found out about it through the TikTok challenge than, really any other outlet. So, I was just like, man, this is super crazy seeing it on TikTok.
It's wild, man. That app is insane. And the amount of music I found off it, that's where I first heard the song. And I was like, wait, this is crazy. Like, it was before it was like trending. But like, when I first saw it, I was like, how have I not heard this? And then I listened to it and then literally give it a week or two. And there it was on number one. The app is actually insane. There's no way to describe it, but you're right. So many people have found the hits, the biggest hits, now on TikTok. It's crazy. And that song is definitely not an exception to that, because it is all over the place. Like, I cannot go through my For You page for even a minute without seeing it or hearing it, I should say.
No, totally. Yeah. And I actually was just speaking to someone this morning that was like, yo, that song is like the official fight song now, like, on TikTok. Like, people are starting to trend again because people are using it, to sync up with like fight videos. Like, I heard that they used it on the recent fight that LeBron had, like, on the court at that game. They're like, they used that as the official, they used Face Off as the official like song for that video. And I'm like, yo, this is like insane. So it's just crazy. Yeah, TikTok is obviously changed the game.
Yeah, congratulations on that song, first of all. It is amazing, and I honestly don't know where the world and TikTok would be without it currently. It's freaking everywhere, so it's awesome. And it's insane because when you think about certain videos or challenges or things, it's like, if you didn't have, X song, like, what other song would there be for it? And then you think about it and it's like, none. So yeah. I love it. And it's just amazing. And speaking of like blowing up and, getting your music out there and kind of like all these people hearing it. You've worked with some of the biggest artists in the game, and not even right now, but just ever. Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, Mac Miller, Snoop Dogg. Who are you dying to work with next? Because that's already a crazy list as it is, but I know there has to be, you know, a couple artists that you're like, damn, I would love to produce a track for so-and-so.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, years back I did a track with Kendrick and, you know, have like worked with him a few times before. I mean, he's like my favorite, you know. I think that like Kendrick is like the greatest. So I would love to do more with Kendrick. That's like top on my list. But, you know, right now, like Anderson .Paak is someone I would like love to work with. Like what they did with Silk Sonic is just like mind blowing to me. Like, I just think it's like, you know, just incredible. But I've just, you know, just been a big fan of everything that Anderson's done for a long time now. Griselda, love to work with, you know, Conway or like Benny the Butcher is like the best to me also. So anyone like in the Griselda camp would be huge. I've been like paying attention to what Baby Keem has been doing actually now for like several years. And he's like another one that's super high on my list. Like, I feel like Keem is like the future. So, and you know, I would say like, if there was any way to get in the lab with like Tyler, the Creator too, that would be a big thing for me. He's like very inspiring the way that he thinks about music, the way that he moves, the things that he does. So, you know, yeah, that's like a few that are just off the top of my head that I would love to collab with more for sure.
Yeah. I mean, you're definitely very humble because you're like, you know, if it's possible, all you have to drop is, hey, I produce Face Off. What time are we meeting?
Right. Like, I produce The Rock. So
yeah, you're like, you don't even need to see the rest of my credits. Here I am. Right? That's it.
Right.
So,
right.
So yeah, come on guys, Tyler, the Creator, you can get it. I mean, he's amazing, but like, you had The Rock. Like, come on.
Right.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, that would be amazing. I love all those guys. And obviously Kendrick's a god in the music industry. So you crossed off so many names already. And I feel like this is honestly just the beginning, especially after this recent blow up of this track. I mean, once you have something like this, it's only up from here. You know that better than I do. So, you know.
Right.
But speaking of producing, I have to ask you, a lot of people who aren't really interested in like the behind the scenes of the music industry, you know, the people that may not realize that there are individuals behind the music that they listen to that they don't see on stage, but completely made a song possible. There's no idea how a song is created or, you know, what it even means to produce a track or a smash hit. They don't get it. So does that ever bother you? I know it's beyond fulfilling to see, you know, how many people are enjoying your song and it's trending on TikTok and everything, but do you ever wish they got to know more about you and like your part in making it happen? Because everyone hears the song and they're just like, yeah, Dwayne The Rock. Even a lot of the attention going to The Rock and not really Tech N9ne, like it's kind of a crazy situation now with like trends and, you know, streams and everything. Like, does that ever kind of get to you, or do you kind of just push forward and you're like, hey, I know I made this song and I know without me it wouldn't be possible? So
no, it's actually like a thing that I've been talking about now for like a couple of years. I mean, like in the producer community, it's been this huge thing with, of course, like now you don't get, I mean, you can't, like nobody's going to go and buy a CD and like, you know, look at the booklet and see like the credits and everything. And for a long time with the transition into streaming, you know, that like producers, like all the people involved with the song, the engineers, producers, you know, there was no way to tell like who did what. And it's been like, you know, within the last like year and a half, where now you can finally go to Spotify and for most of like the new songs and new albums that have come out, you know, you can, for the most part, you can like get a glimpse into who produced it. And so that's been big. But like, to answer your question, yes, absolutely. Like, it's a problem for sure, you know. And I, you know, you're right. Like, a lot of people will hear a song and not really know, like, just the general music listener, not know, like, actually how it was created, you know, or think like an artist, not realize that there's producers and writers and engineers and, you know, this team of people behind the scenes that made it happen. And so I've been like a huge advocate for like, you know, what can we do to change that, especially for producers, so they can just honestly just get their credit. I see it starting to like take shape. You know, you can see like, you know, especially with like Kenny Beats, for example, you know, you'll see that a lot of like singles that come out now that he's produced, and even projects where he's been like the main producer, you know, you can like physically like you can go to Spotify and see his name aligned with the artist. You know, it'll be like, you know, you can hear like a new Rico Nasty single that he produced, but it's Rico Nasty and Kenny Beats together. And so producers are starting to see that that's kind of the way for them to get credits. And so that's something that I've been doing also, is like, you know, if there's artists that I work with, getting my, you know, my credit in there, like as a primary artist on songs when they're released and whatnot. So, I mean, you know, it's something has to change. I don't know when it's going to be or how it's going to, you know, evolve, but I do think that producers need like a lot more credit.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And a lot of times when, you know, I talk to producers about this, that, you know, people don't want to seem upset or they play it cool. And they're like, yeah, man, it doesn't really bother me. Like, you know, I made the song, I get it. And I'm like, really? Because I would be pissed. Yeah. And it's also with like a lot of, you know, DJs even, like people get mad because they're like, well, you know, so-and-so sang the song, so why does it say featuring? And I'm like, well, because he wrote it and made all of the music. So yeah, she sang the song, but, you know, she's like 50%, he's, well, 40%, he's 60, because in that, the song wouldn't be possible without him. So she's just kind of like the frosting.
Yeah.
He's the cake. You know what I'm saying?
It's interesting you bring that up, because like, I always hear this argument, which is like so dumb to me, but I mean, I get it. Cause people don't, you know, when you don't understand how, you know, music is made, cause it's not out there. But like, I see the argument about like DJ Khaled, like, oh my God, DJ Khaled does nothing. How can DJ Khaled just take like credit for these songs? But what people don't see is like, DJ Khaled like made these songs happen. Like, you know, he's able to envision like, okay, this beat could possibly be a smash hit if I put like these artists on it, you know, and he orchestrated that whole thing. And no, that's not something that just anyone can do. You know, that's not something that just like any artist can orchestrate themselves. I mean, that's a unique thing, you know, that's a unique talent that he absolutely deserves credit for. You know what I mean?
No, I 100% agree. And like, I think he could definitely cut down with the another ones, but that's my only critique for him. No, I'm kidding.
He just needs his credit out there.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be forgotten.
Yeah.
I got him. But yeah, I totally get that. You know, you can't have one without the other, but also everyone needs to get their credit and it has to be fair. So it's a tricky situation right now. And I know, you know, you're definitely privy to all of that. You know it. You know how it goes. And it's got to be fixed. So Spotify, figure it out. Streaming platforms, get your shit together. Because please, like you said, please, producers, engineers, songwriters, everyone should have a little credit somehow listed, you know, because then people will actually start looking into these behind the scenes people that actually make these songs happen and be like, hey, what other stuff have they done? Or like, oh, I didn't know that they also produced this song that isn't a top hit, but it's also fire. Right. And, you know, and it's not listeners' fault because they don't really understand it. Yeah. And then when you actually like let people know what's going on, they're like, oh, damn, that's not fair at all. So
Right. I agree. Couldn't agree more, like 100%.
Well, I know that's going to get fixed in the future. I have faith. But I want to know what's next for you. What are you working on? What can fans of the music you have created in the past, you know, expect in 2022? Because I know this year is almost over. It's insane. But I know you have a lot more coming next year. So what is in store?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like I've been like working on like a million different, a bunch of different lanes right now, which is great. But I've been, you know, I've been developing this group, this Hollywood man called Love Ghost. We just dropped a single, I guess about a month ago now, with Rico Nasty called Wolfsbane. It's been doing like really good for them. But they've been, you know, I guess for the past year or so, that's been like one of my main focal points is just developing them and producing everything that they're doing. I've been actually doing a lot more stuff like in the rock space. And that, you know, it's something I've done in the past. You know, I've done, you know, a few songs with Corey Taylor, a song with Jonathan Davis. We did a song with the Deftones. So I've like worked in that space, but I took a break from it for the past like 2 or 3 years and finally kind of getting back into that. And I'm hoping that, you know, I can kind of do more of that in 22. And also, I've been getting a lot more into movie scoring. And I've done a few indie films in the past, but I always knew at some point my career will transition. Well, I was hoped that it would transition into doing that. And I'm definitely getting more into that next year. So yeah, that's a few things that are, I guess, like focal points for me in 22.
That's awesome. I absolutely love film soundtracks. When I was in college, I had a radio show just based on soundtracks of movies.
Wow.
And it's something that still fascinates me. And I will go back to certain movies or even TV shows. And I'm just like, I feel like listening to this soundtrack. People are like, why don't you just listen to like the artist? And I'm like, no, because it has to be in order. And it's literally what makes a movie. Like, I'm sorry, but even if they take out the words, I'm like, without the music, what is this movie?
It's an art. Yeah, it's an art. You know, we've done like a few songs with like me and Tech. We've done a few songs with Joseph Bashara, who was the composer and arranger for like all the Insidious movies and Annabelle. And I guess it was like maybe like 3 or 4 years ago, we worked in studio with him and brought in like a full string section. And just to see the way that he brought like the ideas of like movie scoring and incorporated into like actual like just songs, you know, was just so crazy. I was like fascinated by it. And really ever since then, I'm like, man, I really want to transition into being able to do that same kind of thing with movies. Yeah, it's just I guess what I'm saying is you're totally right about what you're saying. It's an art of its own to know how to score and arrange and compose for movies.
Yeah, for sure. You're completely right as well. And I am that weirdo that will go on YouTube and type in like you're saying horror movies. I'm like, you know, Annabelle without the music, and you watch it and you're like, this is so creepy, but like, I don't want to watch it right now. Cause like, it sucks. Like, yeah, it's totally. Just creepy, but it's yeah. Like, it's like not like something you want to watch. You just kind of are like, I need to turn this off. I'm uncomfortable. Like, what is this? So the music totally makes it. So I guess for you, since this is something you're going into, you know, in 2022, you're going into, you know, maybe doing some movie scoring, looking into that. Yep. What is your favorite film soundtrack of all time as a final question?
Gosh, this is kind of a hard question. My favorite film soundtrack of all time. You know what, actually, my favorite film soundtrack of all time actually is Where the Wild Things Are.
That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Spike Jonze, and I know he didn't, like, you know, score it, but what Spike Jonze does with, like, film and, you know, like, music videos, everything, that's, like, you know, very, just one of the most inspiring things to me. And that soundtrack is, like, something very special.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I am totally a sucker for 13 Going on 30. That soundtrack just, it's amazing. Also Euphoria for TV.
Oh yeah, that's a great one. Yeah.
So good. I can't wait. Season 2 coming out. So love to hear that soundtrack and, you know, score for that. But that was a great answer. Well, thank you so much, Mike, for coming on That's the Tea with Alessandra G and talking about everything from Face Off to Dream Collaborations and what we can expect from you in 2022. I have a feeling it's going to be even an even bigger year for you after this smash hit and all of the success you've had this year.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another segment of That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Huge thank you and shout out to Mike Summers for joining us this week and chatting about everything. Obviously, Face Off, who he'd like to work with next, and what's in store for 2022. I don't know about you guys, but I personally can't wait. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. I'm wishing you all happy holidays. But don't worry, we'll be back with more segments before the end of this year. So stay tuned because you may hear segments from some of your favorite artists on TikTok, or maybe even some of your favorite artists in general. That's all I have for today, folks. Huge shout out to DistroKid for sponsoring this segment. Stay safe out there, friends. And remember, wash your damn hands.
It's about drive, it's about power. We stay hungry, we devour. Put in the work, put in the hours, and take what's ours. Like in Simone in my veins, my culture banging with strange. I change the game, so what's my motherfucking name? Rah! What they gonna get though? Desecration, defamation. If you wanna bring it to the masses, face to face, now we escalating. When I have to put boost the asses, mean on ya. Like a dream, when I'm rumbling, you're gonna scream, mama. So bring drama to the King Brahma. Fight at you with extreme mana. Thank you, Brother Tech Nine. Thank you, Terramana. One take. That's a wrap. Face off. Face off.